their reasoning is beclouded. They are alienated.
They are estranged.
Self-banished from the life of God with no share in it. This is because of ignorance, the lack or want of knowledge and perception, the willful blindness that is deep-seated in them due to their hardness of heart. And then he goes on to say, in spiritual apathy, they, the wicked, the heathen, they have become callous. And past feeling, and reckless, and have abandoned themselves, bridled unsensuality. They are eager and greedy to indulge in every form of impurity that their purity craves, what a prophetic picture of what we see in the world today. In verse 20, Paul goes on to say, but you did not so learn Paul is describing those that are in the world, the Gentiles, and he said, we're not to live any longer as the heathen do. We're not given to indulgence in greediness and sensuality and depraved desires that come to our mind. But he said, you've not so learned Christ. And then in verse 21, again, this is the Amplified. Paul says, assuming that you have really heard him and have been taught by him, as all truth is in Jesus, here's God's plan for you, beginning in verse 22. Strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which is characterized by your previous manner of life, which was corrupt through lust, rough desires that spring out of delusion. And so Paul gives you the first step. Strip yourselves of your former nature. King James says, previous manner of life that is a form of delusion filled with lust and desire that is just like Constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. God's plan for God's people that they change how they think. And then verse 24, he said,